Johnson Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump addressed the situation in Gaza while on Air Force One, saying he wants Arab nations to accept more Palestinian refugees.
It's literally a demolition site right now. Almost everything's demolished and people are dying there. So I'd rather get involved with some of the Arab nations and build housing at a different location where they can maybe live in peace for a change.
The idea is in opposition to prior U.S. policy, the BBC's Nick Beek.
For decades, successive U.S. administrations have talked about Gaza being the heart of a Palestinian state, and that remains the stated aim of U.S. foreign policy.
Vice President Vance says emergency responses will be improved under the president's watch. He took part in an interview on CBS's Face the Nation.
The president is trying to encourage us to reform the way that we deliver emergency response.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
With the music of the stars. We're on till high noon on the Civic Media Radio Network. The music of the stars for the holidays.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A sunny to mostly sunny sky. Highs today in the lower 20s and southwest winds gusting over 25. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Lows will drop to the upper teens, close to 20 degrees, still breezy. Monday, mid-30s. Right now, it's 10.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend happenings in terms of news and offer you another look at what's worse, your opportunity to call in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Identifying theme. We are your jolly G-men. We come around each day. We pick your garbage up for you and haul it right away. We bring a cheerful greeting to all you happy folks. We brighten up your cloudy days with little songs and jokes. And now your cans are empty, the entertainment's through. It's time for us to move along. We bid you all adieu.
Truck is sprinkled.
My dump truck is sprinkled
with chlorophyll pills.
Chlorophyll pills.
The garbage is fragrant.
The garbage is fragrant.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly
at that garbage.
One look at that garbage.
Will cure all your ills.
Cure all your ills.
There's such wholesome garbage.
There's such wholesome garbage.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
The music, music of the stars. Irving Taylor. Alan Sherman of Chicago.
I wanted to get some new girlfriends, so I went and bought a Mercedes-Benz. A waste of money, $8,000 down the drain. I thought the girls would get wild and reckless, so I bought cultured pearls and a diamond necklace. A waste of money, that cost me $4,000 more. They were returned, I got no girls they repossessed. Both the car and the pearls. I styled my hair just like Cary Grant's. Bought a pair of those new tight pants. A waste of money. Household finance took my pants. The female gender, I just don't get it. Just when I'm out of both cash and credit, I found a honey. And this is what's funny, she don't need my money. She works for household finance.
Eddie Fisher.
You're breaking my heart. Cause you're leaving. You're falling for somebody new. It isn't too easy believing. Leave after all.
Eddie Fisher, what a voice. Thank you. Anthony had a 103rd birthday last week. What a guy. Ray Anthony, Raymond Antonini's real name. Here he is on his TV show, 1984, an Easter Seals telethon. Surviving member of the Glenn Miller Band.
Anthony, tell me, growing up where? Where did you grow up?
Yeah, in Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. You're from Ohio?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. Brothers and sisters?
Oh, yeah.
Musical?
Ton of them. Family orchestra.
It was a family orchestra mm-hmm. as a child?
Yep.
18, then you went to the Navy, is it? 18 or no, just 18 you were with Glenn Miller.
Glenn Miller, yeah.
Tell me about that. How did you get with Glenn Miller's orchestra, the original? You were one of the originals.
Right. Well, it was obviously one of the biggest breaks possible. He was the number one band in the world at the time.
Right.
And through a set of circumstances, auditions here and there, I was with Al Donahue's band.
Ah.
And you get into that circle, then the other band leaders hear about you.
Right.
And they called me over for an audition at the Cafe Rouge, the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York. And they hired me.
Uh-huh. How long were you with Glenn Miller?
Oh, about a year and a half to 2 years. Uh-huh. He fired me twice.
He fired you twice?
Mm-hmm.
Could you share one of these?
Sort of a claim to my fame. Well, he fired me the first time and had to rehire me because they missed the impact that I had in the brass section.
Right, right.
Now, I don't know what the second time was for.
How old were you when you first picked up that trumpet?
Five.
5 years old.
My dad presented it to me on my fifth birthday.
God, you blow that trumpet so great, Brady. I mean, your lips, you know. Do you ever have sore lips?
I guess I do. I don't recall. I mean...
Because blowing that trumpet the way...
Well, what it is, they don't get sore. They either get strong or weak. It depends. The more you play, the stronger they are.
Right.
You know.
Working with Glenn Miller, can you think of... Give me a share and experience, one of your most highlights of experience with Glenn Miller's band.
Well, actually, just joining the band was the highlight. As a matter of fact, I saw the band 3 months before I joined the band at a theater, and I was just amazed that a musical organization, a dance band, could do what they did on the stage.
Right.
Sometime back, the boys and I dreamed of the dance for the young people, and things sort of caught on. So we thought we'd do it for you folks tonight. With a little help from the quintet and the Lee Morrison dancers, it's called the Bunny Hop.
Anthony at 103.
Which went on and on for a while. Oh, it was one of the highlights.
How many films you've done? You've done so many.
15, I guess.
15?
Some with the orchestra, some just as
acting,
an actor.
Acting, too. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the second film you did. What was the second film, Ray? Do you remember? The second after Serenade?
Well, Sun Valley Serenade. No, I wasn't in the second. Orchestra Wives, you mean?
No, Orchestra's Wives,
well,
yeah.
Now, my career kind of paralleled Glenn Miller's.
Right.
He was on for Chesterfield Radio. I was on for Chesterfield Television.
Television.
I played the Café Rouge, the Paramount Theater, all the places he played, or I played with his band. And then I went back to 20th Century Fox to do Daddy Long Legs. So back to the same studio.
Leslie Caron. And Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire.
Mm-hmm. Acting or with the band?
No, with the band.
With the band.
That was with
the band.
What's the name of the orphanage?
Jeanne d'Arc. Right outside Soissons.
And the child's name?
Julie André. A-N-D-R-E.
Do you know how old she is?
Yes, 18.
Yes, a simple little thing like adopting an 18-year-old orphan leads to a mountain of complications as a young girl suddenly finds herself in the middle of a gay, new, and exciting life. When a mysterious benefactor showers her with all the pleasures and gifts dear to her heart. When a sophisticated man about town stirs within her the first gentle pangs of romance. Or does he?
Mr. Pendleton, I am Julie André.
What do you do? Is this our dance?
Yes. If you'd rather not dance, we can talk.
I think I'd like that. Isn't there some place we could go? In the garden, perhaps? Or maybe that would be bad for your reputation.
It would. Come on, let's destroy my reputation.
Coffee now, Jervis?
Yes, please.
No. Last night was the most wonderful night of my life.
But sometimes even the stars in a girl's eyes can turn to tears when love seems to crumble.
When shall I see you?
They may want me to go abroad, in which case I won't be seeing you for quite some time.
Oh, I see. Well, no, I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed.
Ray Anthony. Then what happened? Mamie Van Doren came along.
Oh,
how
yeah.
did that happen? Tell me about Mamie Van Doren. Where did you meet her?
Well, you know enough about her.
No, I don't know enough about her, because I don't know enough. Go ahead.
Well, we met in Hollywood.
Doing films together?
I think Bob Francis or Quincy Jones, one of them, introduced us. And she was doing a picture at Universal. I was doing Daddy Long Legs, I think.
Right.
And we met, started going together. One thing led to another.
How long did it take to ask her, pop the question, Mamie, I want to marry you? How long did it take,
About 8 months.
8 months. Because you're
and a now, ladies and gentlemen, you're the star of the Warner Brothers picture, Untamed Youth, Miss Mamie Van Doren. You got here, dear. Do you think you'd like to sing now?
Did I do?
What a fortunate coincidence. That's exactly what we're going to play.
Do I want you? Oh, my. Do I, honey? Did I do? Do
Because you're a threat. You were a threat to Cary Grant in Hollywood. Tell me about Cary Grant.
I don't like to talk about it.
No, come on.
Actually, I wasn't a threat.
No, I know. I'm just using that word.
He used to like to go to the fights, and some friends of mine used to tease him about, they'd call him Ray Anthony.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't too choked up over that.
Uh-huh.
But it was that sort of thing. I knew him,
uh-huh.
And he was a delightful man, of course.
He was great, wasn't he? Getting back to Mamie Van Doren, first movie, Confidential, was it? You did a film with her. Tell me about the movie.
Alfred Zugsmith did a lot of movies.
Right.
And he used her, and he used me, and he used a lot of people from show business. You probably recall.
But you didn't play there. You did some acting scenes.
It was strictly acting. I studied with Estelle Harmon.
Sanford.
And Sanford Meisner when he came out from New York.
Gwen Tiefer, wonderful teacher.
Oh, yes, yes.
Sanford Meisner. So that is method.
Yeah, there wasn't enough time to really get into it in the method acting.
Did Ray Anthony wanted to be an actor? Did put that trumpet down and because you had a band, you were noted as a wonderful band leader.
You always want to go a step further. I wanted to sing, and I did some singing,
right.
But my voice wasn't strong enough to really compete with other important singers, so I let it go. But I wanted to act, so I did my best.
Right.
It's usually like your first Cadillac. Once you have it, you don't need it anymore. Same with acting. My real true feeling is for music, for performing to live audiences,
uh-huh.
Or a live television
right.
show or something like that.
I have a tape that you brought,
mm-hmm.
And I just love it. It's out on video right now, isn't it, or something?
Yes.
I love this thing you're going to do right
now.
Well,
you know,
just to prove we'll try anything on this show, I'm going to sing for you. And I picked the easiest song I could think of, Jeepers Creepers. Even at that, I'll probably goof somewhere along the way. I've called on the Belvederes. I'm pretty smart. They're going to help me a little bit. Jeepers Creepers. Where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where did you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get up, how did they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those ears on, I've got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those beepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes?
Golly gee, boy, when you turn those cheaters on, whoa, it's me.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize.
Series?
We did it at the KTLA.
I'd love to see it right now. Let's see it.
Me too.
Ray Anthony and his two bookends.
If you just tuned in, he turned 103. Last week, Ray Anthony's show.
Speaking of fresh new faces, we have two at a time this time, Anita Ray and Diane Hall. Girls?
I like New York in June.
Uh-huh.
How about you?
I like a Gershwin tune. How about you?
I like a fireside when that storm is due.
I like potato chips, moonlight motor trips. How about you?
Well, you know.
about good books.
She's wild.
Books,
books.
Can't get my bill.
And your ghastly looks, oh, they give me some kind of thrill.
Holding hands in the movie show.
When all the lights are low, may not be new, but
I like it.
Me too.
How about you?
Oh, we ought to go for a little.
Okay, let's go.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so springy.
Every time I see that grin, I'm such a happy individual.
The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek.
I wanna go and bounce the moon, just like a toy balloon.
You and I are just like a couple of tots.
Already I know.
Running across.
Picking up lots of forget-me-nots.
You make me feel so young.
You make me feel there are songs to be sung.
Bells to be rung.
And a wonderful fling to be flung.
And even though you're old and gray,
I'm gonna feel the same way I do. So
you make me feel so young.
Ray Anthony, God, that was great.
Thank you.
Looking at that tape, memories.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, yeah. Great memories.
Fond or some sad memories?
No, no.
Tell me.
Fond memories.
Really?
Fond memories.
Ray Anthony, 1984.
Ray Anthony, have any regrets at all in life, looking back over your career? Any regrets?
No.
Would you do it the same way, though?
Yeah, I think so. You'd like to have more success in some other areas than one might have had. But
right.
Other than that, it was strictly, it went to...
So you had a good time in life?
Oh, yeah. I've always done what I wanted to do, being in the entertainment business. In music.
Right.
During 1960 to 1980, we had the Bookend Review. We played the Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
20 years with
20
that.
Years.
That was very successful.
20 weeks at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, 16 weeks at the Princess Hotel in Acapulco. Engagements like that.
Right.
So it was very nice.
Tell me about getting back now. I want to know. Getting back to your career, Chesterfield days. Those shows. You did all these wonderful shows. You did Perry Como. You subbed in for Perry Como on the summer replacement TV show.
Right. Twice. 2 years in a row. The first year with Bob Everly and Helen O'Connell.
Right.
And then the following year with my own singers, Marcy Miller and Tommy Mercer and so forth.
Ray Anthony at 103. Last week, the music of the stars.
You're adorable, darling.
Town. Thank
that
you.
That voice of yours.
Yes.
What an unusual. This is your new discovery, Ray.
Well, you might
Come
call
on.
It that.
You're always discovering beautiful girls.
Well.
Come on, Ray Anthony. It's your new discovery.
Yes.
How did you discover
Tell
this?
Them how we met.
How did you meet?
Let's see. How did we meet?
9 years ago.
Oh, nine.
Oh,
you look
yes.
like nine, darling.
You tell them. You tell them, sweetheart.
Go ahead, darling.
Well, when I was I 12? I think I was 12. I was at a celebrity tennis tournament,
uh-huh.
and later we found out that you were playing George Peppard, right? Well, I didn't remember you, but I remember George Peppard. Uh-huh. And Tracy Austin and Farrah Fawcett was there, and I brought it up later, and he said, well, I was there. And then we met when I was 17, and he wanted to take me out on a date, and I was too young. So I called him when I got back into town at 22.
Oh, okay. This has been going on since 12.
Yes.
Well, hello. Oh, Ray, come on. Be honest now.
Actually,
come on.
Actually,
I said it right.
She said it right.
Yeah.
It was after we had met and got to know each other that we discovered, first of all, we knew about when she was 17.
Right.
I met her then. Mm-hmm. But we discovered that I was at this Tracy Austin celebrity thing.
Right.
And so and when you look back, said we actually met that long ago.
Right, right.
However,
but her voice, what a darling voice. Mm-hmm. Usual.
Yeah.
We'd like to try something a little bit different, something a little bit more on the serious side, with your permission. Here's our rendition of Richard Rodgers' great classic, Slaughter on 10th Avenue.
Ray Anthony at 103, on the Music of the Stars. Thank you. Ray Anthony and the orchestra. Anthony, the longest lived member of the Glenn Miller aggregation, on his birthday last week. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I was thinking, didn't he have another hit too? I mean, nothing I would really play too often on the Red Hot Airwaves. But yeah, he did this. He had that bunny hop, and then he went and did, well, I mean, whatever the crowd wants.
Left foot in and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
And I always thought,
you put your right arm in, you put your right arm out.
What's scary about this?
Right arm in and then you shake it all about.
Is this really what it's all about?
Left arm.
You put your left arm in, you put your left arm out. You put your left arm in and then you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right elbow.
You put your right elbow in, you put your right elbow out. You put your right elbow in and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left elbow.
You put your left elbow in, you put your left elbow out, you put your left elbow in, and then you shake it all about.
Head.
You put your head in, you put your head out, you put your head in, and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump floated a plan for Palestinians to head to Arab neighbors to clear out Gaza. The BBC's Mike Thompson.
Perhaps most fundamentally, for so many Palestinians, all this will bring back very dark memories of the mass displacement which followed the creation of Israel in 1948.
There's defense of President Trump's firing of independent federal inspectors general Friday from South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
He wants to put people in place, including...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it!